Hello, good morning. You're tuned into CNBC TV18 podcast. I am Anisha Jain. Well, yesterday we saw quite a bit of weakness in the Indian markets with the Sensex plunging more than 500 points. And today we wake up to weak global cues and escalating trade tensions. Now that was after President Donald Trump announced around 10% tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods, and that is expected to go up to the level of 25% by the year end. And that's the reason that the US stock futures also fell in trade today. So if you look at the futures right now, that one is suggesting a downtick of around 80 to 90 points on Dow, and that is after the cut we already saw in the markets yesterday. So when you look at the US markets, the Dow closed around 92 points lower. The Nasdaq fell about 1.4%, the worst day that we have seen on Nasdaq since July 24th, and a lot of these tech stocks were coming under pressure. So Apple fell around 2.5% on trade war concerns, and other than that, stock like Twitter were down about 4%. Amazon and Micron also fell in trade after there was some negative brokerage action on those stocks. Other than that, now the expectation is that China would retaliate and they might walk out of the trade talks that were impending for later of the year, and that's the reason the Asian markets are trading weak this morning. Well, Nikkei is of course catching up and trading in the green as we speak because it was closed on Monday, but other than that, the Asian markets are trading weak. The early rates from Shanghai as well as Hang Seng suggest a downtick, and the Taiwanese index as well as Kospi and Straits were trading in the red. If you look at the SGX Nifty, well, earlier it was suggesting a downtick of around close to 30 points, but as we speak, that downtick has reduced to just 8 points. So interesting to see how the trade setup starts and whether any buying comes in the later half of the day, because remember, we have seen quite a bit of weakness in trade yesterday itself. Other than that, of course, rupee is something we have been watching out for. Despite the measures announced by the government over the weekend, it depreciated further yesterday and closed at the level of 70 to 51. But yesterday post the close, there were some reports suggesting that a task force has been formed to examine import substitution in 5 of the sectors, so that might just support the rupee at tad bit. And other than that, a positive news in terms of oil, because the crude is actually trading below the $78 per barrel mark, and currently it was trading at 77.5. But moving on to some stocks that will be in focus, and the big news that came yesterday from the banking space was the three-way merger that was announced by the finance minister. So the government is looking to merge Bank of Baroda, Vijaya Bank and Dena Bank, and the street is a bit divided on how it would be for all these three banks. A lot of brokerages say that it is negative for Bank of Baroda and Vijaya Bank, given the high NPAs at Dena Bank. Other than that, ILFS Group was buzzing yesterday, and we understand today that ILFS Transportation has actually been able to pay the interest due to NCD holders. So that is a bit of positive, as there is no default when it comes to that. Gujarat Gas might see a bit of positive tick because they have got the distribution order for the Narmada district. Idea would be in focus because they've considered and approved a scheme of amalgamation with Aditya Birla Telecom Limited. Other than that, keep an eye out for Gujarat Alkalis, because they have expanded their capacity, and that could add around 70 crores to the annual revenue. NTPC will be in focus because the board has accorded investment proposal of around 9800 crores, so that stock should be in focus as well. So a lot of stocks and a lot of cues ready to watch out for, both locally as well as globally.